Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we bring you the latest trends shaping our industry. I'm Emma, and joining me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, great to be back. Today we're diving into a fascinating topic that's reshaping product management in aerospace and beyond, the AI judgment paradox.
I see, so what exactly is this paradox?
It's this interesting situation where product managers need their skills more than ever, even as AI tools become more common. Think about launching an industrial IoT sensor platform with hardware, cloud services, field service support, and international regulatory compliance.
Right, and what's the problem there?
You might use ChatGPT to create a go-to-market strategy. It spits out a beautiful document with market analysis, pricing recommendations, and timelines, but those recommendations could be dangerously wrong.
Oh wow, that's a big issue. So it's like needing to be a master chef to operate a cooking robot that's supposed to replace chefs.
Exactly. The same thing happens with legal or medical advice from AI. It sounds credible, but you need expertise to know if it's accurate or harmful.
And when things go wrong, you can't just blame the AI, right?
That's the uncomfortable truth. You're responsible for decisions based on AI outputs. If the strategy fails, you're the one who has to explain it to the CEO.
So what's the solution?
Deep product management expertise. Without it, AI becomes just a probabilistic word generator. You can't verify what you don't understand.
I see. So let's say you're sizing a market for an industrial automation platform. You get TAM of $47 billion, SAM of $8.2 billion, SOM of $340 million over 3 years. It looks good, but...
You might be betting the company on hallucinated data. Verification becomes critical.
Right, and how does verification work in practice?
For market sizing, you'd cross-check TAM calculations with industry sources, verify addressable market assumptions against customer procurement cycles, and check competitive scenarios with your sales team.
So where exactly does AI help versus where does it cause problems?
Low-stakes tasks like writing user stories, creating meeting agendas, formatting docs, or generating email templates. These save time. But for strategic analysis, competitive insights, and go-to-market planning, AI requires extensive verification.
And what does this mean for aerospace product managers specifically?
The key is knowing when AI output is good enough for low-stakes decisions versus when you need deeper verification for high-stakes choices.
So the future isn't about AI replacing product managers, but about PMs who understand AI becoming more valuable.
Exactly. In 5 years, you won't be replaced by autonomous AI agents. You'll be working with AI tools that amplify your capabilities, helping you make better informed decisions faster.
But the stakes will still determine how much you can trust the AI, right?
Yes, for low-stakes work, AI saves time. For high-stakes decisions, you'll need your expertise to verify outputs and make final calls.
And what's the takeaway for our aerospace industry?
The competitive advantage goes to PMs who can navigate the verification loop, leverage AI's strengths, compensate for its weaknesses, apply human judgment where it matters, and intuitively understand when to verify versus when AI output is sufficient.
So the time to start building these complementary skills is now.
Absolutely. While others debate whether AI will replace PMs, the smart move is to become a PM who can harness AI effectively. In the real world of product work, this combination will set you apart.
Our listeners should know that the product managers who thrive will be those who develop product skills, domain expertise, and AI fluency.
They'll be the ones who can spot when AI analysis misses critical industry nuances, craft prompts that generate useful insights, and verify outputs with confidence.
Thank you, Daniel, for this insightful discussion. That's all for today. Stay tuned for more updates from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.
You're welcome, Emma. Until next time, keep innovating and flying high.